There are two different exhibits within the museum, Salon Manchuans, which holds 475 sculptures and is 27 feet, deep, and Punta Nizuc, which offers a shallow snorkeling area about 13 feet, deep, and a semi-submersible boat as an alternative to diving. Foundation. The project began in 2009 as an effort to protect the endangered Mesoamerican reef, the second largest barrier reef in the world, by diverting divers and snorkelers to the underwater museum. Roberto Diaz Abraham, one of the founders of the museum, describes it as an art of conservation. Each sculpture holds special nooks and crannies that help to support the breeding of marine life while providing a safe habitat. Sculptures. Six artists helped to compose the works found in the museum, but most of them are made by Jason Decares Taylor, also a co-founder of the museum. His work is inspired by local residents from his nearby fishing town, but you can also find statues of famous people you might recognize. On the other side, some of his works are a satirical commentary on humanity. What's most fascinating is that each of his works is built to aid in the protection and understanding of marine life. The sculptures are covered with a marine-grade cement consisting of a pH-neutral surface that promotes coral growth. He allows the plaster to dry before removing it and filling in the remainder of the sculptures. Since they're made with this marine-grade cement, the statues have become covered in algae and coral to make for a stunning sight. Source, http://www.businessinsider.com/cancan-underwater-museum-museo-subacutico-arte-2015-5. Image source, http://www.vdpcancanmembers.com/blog/2014/09/08/museo-suacuattico-de-cancan/?lang=es